Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 7:11-17. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier they were carrying him on, and the bearer stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. My theme for reflection is God's heart at the gate of Nain. God's heart at the gate of Nain. I once came across a striking line. God does not help those who help themselves. He helps those who cannot. It turns an old saying upside down, and yet it captures something true about the God we meet in Luke 7:11-17. We live in a culture that prizes strength, independence, and self-made success. But this story from Luke shows something radically different. Jesus halts everything, not for the powerful or proactive, but for a grieving widow with nothing left. Luke paints the scene with cinematic detail. Two crowds meet at the gate of Nain. One is full of life, Jesus and his followers, fresh from miracles and teaching. The other is wrapped in grief, a widow walking behind the bier of her only son. Hope and heartbreak collide at the town gate, and there Jesus does something unexpected. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her. This is the first time Luke calls Jesus Lord, not during a triumphant miracle, but in a moment of quiet mercy. His lordship is not marked by power over people, but by deep compassion for them. That phrase, "his heart went out," comes from a Greek word meaning to be moved from the gods. This is not pity from a distance. It is love that aches, love that acts. Jesus does not offer an explanation for her suffering. He steps into it. He interrupts the funeral, speaks directly to the widow, "Do not weep," and then does something even more shocking. He touches the bier. By Jewish law, that should have made him unclean. But Jesus' holiness does not avoid human pain. It transforms it. Death does not stain him. He overcomes it. The young man sits up. The crowd is turned. They say, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." In that moment, they see more than a miracle. They see God's heart breaking into human suffering. Not just a prophet like Elijah, not just a healer, but God showing up in compassion. So what does this mean for us here in Newport-on-Tay and in the Church of Jesus Christ? We live in a world that often feels like one long funeral procession. Loss, anxiety, loneliness, it's everywhere. And yet the church is called to meet that sorrow right at the gate like Jesus did. Not with quick fixes or clever words, but with presence. With compassion that interrupts our schedules, crosses our comfort zones, and touches what the world would rather ignore. The philosopher Martha Nussbaum once wrote, "Compassion is the basic social emotion. It is the bridge between self and other, between private interest and common good. That is exactly what Jesus built at Nain, a bridge between divine love and human pain. This story invites us to ask, who are the widows of Nain around us? Who in our community is grieving in silence, going unnoticed, even unseen? In the church, whether in Scotland, Cameroon, or anywhere else, we can become so focused on structures and shadows that we miss the people standing in sorrow at the gates of our lives. But Jesus stopped for one grieving widow, and he calls us to stop too, to see, to care, and to act. Here is the most beautiful part. The widow never asked for a miracle. She did not plead. She was simply seen. That's grace. It meets us at the threshold between despair and hope. Not because we earned it, but because God's heart still moves with compassion. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who might be the widows of Nain in your life? Those who are quietly grieving or struggling. Number two, when did compassion last disrupt your routine? Could God be inviting you to stop and truly see someone today? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take time this week to step off the treadmill of your day. Notice someone who may be hurting, a neighbor, a colleague, someone at church. Be present, listen. Let compassion, not efficiency, guide your next move. Lord of life and mercy, who stopped for a widow at the gate of Nain, stop by us today. Open our eyes to the pain we often pass by. Teach us to love with your kindness and kind of compassion, the kind that interrupts, touches, and heals. Let our hearts become instruments of healing and our church a place where others can see God has visited his people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.